This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 509. I am Brian Kilby. And with me this week, I am joined by Matt, a.k.a. Melvar. Matt, how's it going?
Pretty good.
I'm going to see you this week at Jolanta.
Yeah, I'm on vacation now, so
sweet.
Really good, actually.
You can stay, nice. You can stay up late tonight. Chris will also be at Jolanta.
I will, probably.
It's going to be awesome. Diecast, also at Jolanta.
As long as the plane makes it to the airport.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hopefully. Don will also be at Jolanta.
Yep. And as long as the Honda makes it with all of his cargo.
Yeah, that's true.
With all that extra toy weight.
Yeah. And Rob Clay will not be there, unfortunately, but he'll be there in spirit.
Sorry, Rob.
Oh, well.
I want to start calling it Toylanta, but it's not officially Toylanta yet.
That's next year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that is the greatest name. I love that name. I always felt not odd, but like... maybe a little odd saying I'm going to Jolanta. It's like, well, you like Transformers. Yeah, but it's also the Great Atlanta Toy Show, blah, blah, blah. The name Toylanta makes sense. So I really, yeah, really dig that.
Well, they're already using that on their Twitter, so go with it.
Toylanta. We're going to be at Toylanta this weekend. So if you're catching this before, say, Friday, the 10th of March, 2017, we'll be at the Atlanta Century Center Marriott basically Saturday and Sunday. Lots of panels. Chris and Diecast doing a toy review panel. We're doing a live episode of RFC. Don is having a Dononomics panel. Dusty, Griffin, Rob Springer, and I are doing our annual panel. This year it's on the Michael Bay Transformers Movieverse. Let's see here. We're doing a 2017 toy preview panel, which if you watched our Toy Fair show, you kind of got that, but people are going to Jolanta, Toylanta. That'll be fresh material for them, so we get to reuse a little bit of stuff. That's an efficiency right there. And I'll be doing a Transformers trivia panel. So here's the thing about that trivia panel. Like, I originally wrote it for a lay audience. Like, the first version I did for a panel I did, like, 4 years ago, it was super simple. This one, the one that we're doing, I consider it super simple. But I'm hoping that the people at Jolanta won't consider it super simple. But what I am expecting to find, though, is like somebody, like one of our listeners or somebody will show up and they'll just run the board and it'll be like, okay, so you are really proud of yourself for answering a really simple trivia contest. Congratulations. I'm actually going to say that if somebody goes and runs the board, because I am writing this for a lay nerd audience, but still a lay audience. You guys saw it. I mean, it's not the easiest thing in the world, but...
I didn't actually read it.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I didn't either.
Well, maybe I'll test it on you guys after the show.
Okay.
We'll see. That's the risk when you do something like this, though, because, like, at BotCon, you knew if you're going to do a trivia panel, just make it as hard as can be. Well, if we did the BotCon trivia panel, nobody would answer anything.
Didn't BotCon stop doing the trivia thing because the TFWiki
team always won? Yeah. Yep. Well, we're not doing that trivia contest. So, like, whichever 1986 Toy Fair catalog page that a certain toy appeared on, I'm not asking that.
17.
Dang it, Chris. Okay, now that I've talked enough about the trivia panel, it's going to be fun. Go, join us. It'll be great. Again, Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of March 2017, the Marriott Century Center in Atlanta. It'll be awesome.
And, you know, it's not just... you know, us having all the panels. There's other stuff too, like that awesome Toy Hacks panel.
Oh,
that I'm super looking forward to going and seeing.
Oh yeah, Dusty is doing that panel. He is going to be presenting how he actually designs his Toy Hacks repro labels, which would be great. Mm-hmm. There's going to be. Are you participating in this, Chris? The toy line, robot toy line, other than Transformers.
I believe I am.
Okay, awesome. The people that were going to do that are not going to be able to go. So thank you and Crazy Steve.
I'm going to be a cranky old Gundam fan.
With Crazy Steve, right?
Yeah.
I love Crazy Steve. He's my hero. But Crazy Steve will be there. He'll be doing his Transformers ad. God, he has found the most amazing stuff. You're like, people are like, well, what's so great about Transformers ads? Well, that, how do you think people mine material or get information about like what happened? Like, how do people learn about history in the last couple hundred years? They look in newspapers, and Transformers are no different. So, just the amount of stuff that he's discovered over the last 10 or 12 years in all of his research is amazing. So that'll be fun. That's the thing I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that myself.
Yeah. So super excited. That'll be great. Anybody get anything new this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We don't even really have to ask Diecast a question. I mean, so, Rob, why don't you start?
Okay, I finally got the Titans Return Wave 3 Voyagers, and they both have their ups and downs, but they're pretty good. I finally figured out exactly what this Optimus Prime is. This is Voyager Universe Spy Changers Optimus Prime. The decos match almost perfectly. It's neat, but it's a decent mold. But they have made some really weird design choices on this version of it. They put a lot more effort into the jet mode that probably no one's going to care about that much than the truck mode that everyone is. Just one of the things that bothers me the most is they put little foil stickers that you can barely see for the windows on the jet, and left the side windows of the truck unpainted. The other thing is that the foil stickers on this are some of the thinnest foil I've ever seen in my life. They are peeling straight out of the box. I am really nervous now about those, you know, nice forest fire stickers on Laser Optimus Prime. You know, you guys may want to talk to Dusty about getting some Reaper labels ready for that early.
He's watching right now, so he'll hear you.
Hi, Dusty. That's going to be a big seller for you if those foil stickers are like these.
In the meantime, I think I've seen people make solutions based on the future floor polish to use as a sealer for stickers.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Let me try that.
Yeah, that might be an option to pursue at some point.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Megatron, I like. He has a really nice robot mode. The trick to the tank and jet modes, and I, for whatever reason, I actually like the tank mode more in person than I did in photos. It just, in hand, it works better than it does in the photos, and I couldn't even tell you why. But the one thing about either transformation is that you just be certain you've folded the legs up far enough, because there is a notch up in the hip joint that has to lock in to the tab in the knee part of the lower leg, or nothing will align properly.
I ran into that too.
Yeah. Other than that, I've had some major plastic tolerance problems with mine. His one wing keeps falling off, and Doomshot's arm keeps falling off, and I seem to have lost it, which is going to make reviewing this a ton of fun.
Oh, no.
You'll find it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, well, I've got one more place to look, because I stopped and retraced my steps a little bit ago, but I don't know.
Right now, I can't find Ocular Max Sphinx's thumb, and I will never find that.
At least my solution for that's a little bit cheaper than yours. That's about all I can say.
I did think I would never find my masterpiece Skywarp's thumb, but somehow I did.
I lost a missile for I have two generations Thunder Wings because I lost a missile for one so hard I had to go buy another one so I could finish the review.
Oh, man.
And I still have not to this day found that missing missile. I don't know where it went. But yeah, so other than, you know, the tolerance issues, which I have not seen widespread reports of, so I assume are specific to mine.
Mine didn't have that.
Yeah, I otherwise like that Megatron, and if I did lose that arm for keeps, I'm going to have to try and get a replacement, because I rather like it. The one thing I would really love to see is, I kind of hope Takara does a version of this, because that face sculpt, I think, with some paint could be just really, really pretty.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I'm hoping this isn't the only version we ever see of this, but as it is, it's still pretty good.
Cool. Anybody else get anything? Diecast, what in the heck is this?
Okay, Diecast.
What did you just put in the chat?
That is a Yizhang, which is the one that did like the upscaled MPP-10.
Yeah.
That is a RC that
it's a pretender RC.
I'm not sure, but that half of the car becomes like a shield, so she doesn't have to have the car hanging off the back, which is kind of cool.
Well, oh, wow. What?
Don, you need this.
Well, hang on.
I'm not sure what size it is.
Yeah, that's
18 centimeters.
It costs $1.45, or is that the current bid? That's the bid. That's the bid.
That's probably a deposit, maybe.
Mm.
Just deposit. That's what that is, the deposit.
You're going to have to walk me through how to sign up for this.
Yeah.
Like, there are people there are people who do that as, like, a business, like, facilitate the Taobao deals, but I would rather just sign up myself.
But speaking of Taobao, I got the other two cone heads for the Toy World cone heads. They came in today.
How much?
I think roughly, like, once you factor in shipping, they were about 100 each.
Okay, that's about what you would expect, right? Aren't they about maybe 120, something like that?
Yeah, about 120.
You save a little bit. That's worth it.
Yeah, and then I got the Voyager Megatron because
from Taobao or like Walmart?
So. No, from Taobao.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if it's, you know, when you're shipping stuff, it's just, you know, gets thrown in there. And I also got Roadburn.
Oh, nice! Oh. I'm jealous.
Roadburn. And that was it for today. I also got Cheetor. Of course, I got him on Thursday.
That, yeah.
And I put the review up on RFC Reviews, so everyone can go check that out. And if you subscribe to me on RFC Reviews, I will hand out free high fives at Toylanta.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Same here. If you subscribe to us on YouTube, free high five to you.
Okay, so I'm looking at this RC thing that he linked to. The retail, whatever, the final price of it is $118.
What?
Which, no, it's about $17.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Okay.
So that's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, $118.
It should be close. Yeah, it should be close in size to the original, if not identical.
Don, you
the
need
box
this.
Art. Donald liked the box art.
I don't see it in these photos.
I've seen worse box art.
It's down near the bottom. The pictures are located down lower.
Oh God, her eyes.
Yeah, that's not.
Could use some work.
Yeah, that,
but, you know, but Wajang, you know, I've got both versions of the evasion mode Optimus they did in the regular and in the purple version, and they're very solid toys, and they actually made improvements and added features to the transformation to make it a lot more solid in vehicle mode. So for a, I guess, KO company, they make a very solid product.
Cool. Anybody else get anything?
I did.
What'd you get, Don?
I picked up a Leo Prime for a friend of mine.
Is his name Don?
No. I may get one myself, considering how nice he looks in the box.
Where did you get it from? Where'd you pick it up from?
BBTS.
Why can't your friend get it from BBTS?
Because he doesn't want his wife to know of it that he's getting it.
Oh, that's what I do. Okay.
Ah.
Don, you sneaky, sneaky man.
Yeah. And I picked up Cheetor. So I'm going to take him with me. Hopefully, so I'll have some downtime in the hotel room. I can open him up and see what he's like. So I got Cheetor.
Did you watch my review first? You got to watch my review before you open him up.
I haven't had a chance.
He does the arm fix.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the arm?
It can
watch the review and find out.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, like the old timeline. Read the book. And then I picked up Dino Go and Dino Roku to finish off my not Dino King.
How much money did you spend?
That set you back?
Yeah, that's.
Huh?
How much?
What'd you put into them?
Don't ask.
So how much?
I already did three times.
How much did you spend on Dino King totally, or in total?
More.
Does that count the ones he rebought because they were cheaper than the ones he bought before them?
Well. Not, yes, you can get the complete sets now cheaper than what we got them for originally, but me flipping the parts that I've got and getting a complete set, I'm going to chalk this up to just, crap, and just live with it.
What in the hell is this?
Now I need the Pretender shells.
I wish I would like the shells, but at $100 a pop, that's
maybe
it's not. It's not a Dino King. It's not a Dino King unless you have the Pretender shells.
I know. I'm not worried about that.
So I'm going to share something to you guys in the chat. You need to tell me what this is. Is that the? Oops. That's not the fans project set, is it? What is that? That looks nothing like anything. I have no idea what that is. Here, let me show this on.
I do.
I have no idea what this is. It says it's Dino King.
That, well, it is. It is a king of dinosaurs.
What the actual? Wow.
It looks so terrible.
I've seen this before.
It's so ugly. It's beautiful. I want it now. It's like
it's
this
a combiner of movie Dinobots,
but in G1 style.
This was like something designed by TFC Toys for somebody else, I think, because there was a.
It's
StarCats or something.
If memory serves, these are kind of on the small side too.
That's awesome. I need that.
They're kind of interesting, yeah.
I'm not spending $45 on it, but I need it. It's beautiful.
Well, the description says 30 centimeters tall, so that'd be about on par with a Combiner Wars combiner.
Yeah.
Now, if they were Combiner Wars compatible, we'd be talking, but...
Well, I can't have everything.
So how much does that Dino King set go for now? If I got it, if I bought it total?
The one I got.
Brian, yes, the real one. Well, the third party one.
I think you can get the whole set for $2.99 or $3.49.
No shells, of course. Though, right?
Yeah, no shells. Yeah,
that's not too bad, I guess.
It's
no a lot six less than Don figures. Spent on yeah, it. That's
yeah. Well, it's yeah. Moving yeah, on.
Don probably spent half that for the last two.
Several of those figures were highly discounted at online retailers towards the end, towards Christmas. Best.
So I was looking to get probably Baldigus when that comes out, if I can. But now I may pick that up instead, or pick that up too. I don't know. Because I'm not going to get Dino King. No.
Anybody, The real one?
Dino King is one of those toys that I've written off.
Buy the real Dino King, Kilby. Go do that.
If this were 15 years ago, I would consider it. But
I mean, it's not like you have to actually tell Kim how much you paid for it.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, listen, everybody watching, go to tfradio.net/Amazon. Start buying those, OLED TVs, the 4K ones.
Yeah, there you go.
Finance Kilby's Dino King. His wife can't complain if the money comes from you.
If I was going to buy that, if I was going to spend that much, I'd probably get Guard City.
Fair enough.
I'd rather have Guard City. Okay, let's see here. Anybody else get anything? No? Okay. Moving along to This Week in History. In 1992, the Transformers movie soundtrack is re-released on CD in the U.S. by Scotti Brothers. I guess that's the printing or pressing or whatever the technical term is for that I have. Because I got one. I got my copy back in like 97, so it's probably this one.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So, obviously, you love it or you hate it, but the soundtrack certainly is what it is. It's like the movie. I know it's crap, but I still love it.
The thing is, the movies, the score of the movie is better than the soundtrack of the movie.
Yeah, it is. I was at the local antique store, the one down the road. It's ginormous, and I was going through records. I didn't find the Transformers, the movie soundtrack on vinyl, which I still hope to find, like, just in the wild someday and not, like, on eBay. But I found, there was a box where it was nothing but singles. It looks like they probably came from a jukebox. And I found a Scotti Brothers single, and it was actually a Vince DiCola track from Rocky IV. Yeah, but it was still a Vince DiCola track. So, I probably should go back and keep looking. I just stopped after like 20 or 25 minutes of looking. And might be able to find the touch or something. So, I would just like to, as a piece of like ephemera, have something from a jukebox that is tied to the Transformers in some way. That would be cool. If such a thing actually exists. Because I don't know anybody else that would have that. And that's the kind of stuff that I like.
I mean, I could see it.
Yeah. So that would be cool.
I get it.
But yeah, I love the soundtrack. I really do. But it's crap. Best song, far and away, Weird Al. Without saying.
Well, yeah.
It's the best, Devo song
kind of
ever.
It's the same way we love Bot, even though we fully acknowledge that's a terrible episode.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
In 2002, The Transformers Generation 2 was released on DVD in the UK by Sony Wonder and Maverick Entertainment. What was on that DVD?
Like the first seven episodes or so.
So
More Than Meets the Eye, SOS Dinobots, Fire in the Sky, I think.
And More Than Meets the Eye had the voiceover intro by Gary Chalk for G2. Was it Gary Chalk?
Yeah, I think so. The one that involved the commercial footage from like 1987.
Yeah. It had something. It had something that was different. I don't remember. And McFeely's probably like screaming at us right now as he's listening to this.
Well, yes, as he's listening to us, not right this minute exactly, because he probably is in bed.
No, not McFeely. Not at this point.
Okay, maybe not.
I could bring him on right now, guarantee it, if I wanted to. We should
maybe
just
next week.
Next week, yeah. let's see here. But yeah, Transformers G2.
I wish we could bring McFeely on without him having any advance warning. Like, he doesn't even actively answer the Skype calls. Just suddenly he's on the show and it's like, what the hell?
That'd be great. Yeah. I know that G2 is your G1, Chris. Any fond recollections of G2?
No.
Yeah. I remember watching it when I was in high school waiting for the bus. It was great.
I remember really liking The Core when I was watching it as a G2 episode for the first time.
Why?
Well, I think that was like the third episode of the show I had seen, so okay. It's not like I had much to compare it to.
So I'll just say this. While I loved watching G2, I think my favorite thing I enjoyed watching early in the morning was watching the season 4 or season 5 or whatever you wanted to call it with the puppet Power Master Prime and Tommy Kennedy on Saturday mornings. I loved watching that.
Well, if we're talking about just the contemporary stuff we watched at the time, too, like Transformers was great, but what I really loved from that time period was Mighty Max.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Tim Curry doing the voice of Skullmaster is always a plus.
And Tony J.
Yeah.
I have some vague recollections.
Oh, Tony J.
Okay, so let's jump into official news. Okay, official Titans Return figures from Toy Fair Australia. We have Misfire and Slugslinger.
They look fantastic.
And apparently they're not Target Masters or Titan Masters are Aimless and Caliburst. That seems to be the gist. So they retain their original names.
Pending any necessary changes. Basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just like I said, I wouldn't mind getting that Trigger Happy mold again. It looks like I'm getting that Trigger Happy mold.
Yeah, just like everybody said, everybody loves that mold.
Yeah. Well, that's good because we have at least three more coming at us. But I'm perfectly fine with that because I really do like that mold.
The changes they've made have also basically re-engineered the toy. Like the lower body transformation is going to work the same, but as far as I can tell, it's not going to have that torso flip thing like Trigger Happy has. This is a much more straight up and down transformation. The cockpit cockpit and nose chunks are on double hinges to just fold against the back. So it's going to be fairly simplified versus what Trigger Happy and Metal Hawk are. But, you know, still a very good skeleton under that, so they're going to be good toys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really have anything to add to that other than I do want them. But I would like to find Wave 3 first and Wave 4.
Misfire should be part of Wave 5, and Slugslinger is expected to be in Wave 6.
Do we know anything else from Wave 6 yet?
No.
We don't even know the entirety of Wave 5 yet, do we?
We do now.
Yeah, Wave 5 is Windblade, Misfire,
Twin Twist.
Twin Twist and a reship of Weird Wolf.
Ah, okay.
So is Top Spin part of 6, or is he... He's not part of the 4. One of the box. Top Spin or Twin Twist?
Yeah. Top Spin is 4, Twin Twist is 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm never going to get any of those, it seems like.
Because
you don't have Wave 3 yet.
I don't have Wave 3 yet.
Yeah, I actually have Top Spin right now, so that's already a thing.
That just means they'll skip Wave 3 and you'll get Wave 4 and 5.
My Walmart will never have anything. My Walmart just restocked Wave 1.
Well, good. Check for
that. Do you have any of the chrome domes with the Japanese head?
I know. I think they're probably literally from Wave 1. Like when they did the reset, they restocked Wave 1. God. Okay.
Well, when you reset, you got to start over at the beginning.
Yeah. That's their philosophy.
At least the ones here did that. They got the Wave 2 revision that just dropped Weird Wolf and Mind Wipe.
Yeah, okay, so looks like that Titans Return Chrome Dome, definitely real, probably not a running change.
Yeah.
Phil found one.
Yeah, Phil found one.
I love Phil. Hey, Felk, find me another one.
But yeah, they've been turning up all over now, but considering it is just straight up the Japanese release, down to the paint, down to the style of screw and all that, this is not a running change. This is an accident.
So where are these showing up?
A fairly widespread one, apparently.
Yeah. So that's the thing. They're showing up it's almost always Walmart, but they have shown up pretty much everywhere.
Let me check eBay real quick to see how much these are going for.
Matt, we're going to be stopping at some extra Walmarts on the way to Atlanta.
That's fine. I'd kind of like to have one, too, if we find them.
Yeah.
If you find, here,
if you find one, find me one. If any of you guys find one, get me one. And I'll pay back.
Also, if y'all stop at any Walgreens on the way down, see Wave 4.
I would also take one, but I doubt you're going to find four of them. So
probably not, no, but, you know, we'll see.
Jason also looked for me one. I love Jason. I have a man crush on Jason. Thank you for that. That's awesome. But yeah, so hopefully I'll find that. I didn't see this. So we have, I guess this is photos of LG43 Dinosaurer, aka Trypticon, versus Metroplex. And this is from at TFPR on Twitter.
Yeah, this may still be just, you know, a Trypticon sample, not necessarily LG43 itself.
But if it's taken, if the picture's taken in Japan, it's Dinosaurer. Even if the toy is not.
I think we're getting into a whole area of semantics here. I'm just trying to diffuse the notion that, you know, this is a picture of what the Takara release is going to look like.
I guarantee you.
Which I don't believe it is.
I guarantee you the Takara release will look 95% just like this.
Oh, probably so. Yeah, I mean, there's not that much they can do with Trypticon except take the eyes off of it,
because
then it's cartoon accurate.
His purple could be a different shade.
It will be a completely incorrect shade, like Galvatron.
Yeah. Oh, that was so weird. Do we expect any retooling? It's not unheard of.
No.
None.
Not unheard of, but I mean, what would they do?
Well, actually, I don't know. Actually, for him, what it's going to be is the box is going to be a fold-out diorama. That's that mountain that you can, that Metroplex can throw him so he can ski down the mountain.
Don, you're joking, but they have done things sort of like that. They had that fold-out that fold-out like cityscape or whatever it was that went with Brave Max. Something like that.
Well, that was just the backside of the instruction sheet.
Yeah. But
that sounds like a good candidate for SDCC trip to
Actually. Yeah.
Oh, they have done things. I like that Dinobot set. Didn't it come
with the pop-up art?
Yeah.
And now your dinosaur or your Trypticon can destroy the pop-up arc.
That's awesome, Don.
Yeah.
If I bought that set, I would be totally doing that. Diecast, I want your box so I can break it with my Trypticon.
Well, heck, that'd be a cool thing for them to, for San Diego is just one of their Hasbro exclusive. If they can just make the box and have it part of the set, so you can have that very display.
Yeah, possible, I guess. Moving along. Baldigus, new production sample photos. I did not pre-order this, but I'm going to go ahead and just get it because, dang.
I thought you were getting Fans Project Dino King.
Okay, good point.
You should get that Baldigus too, though.
Yeah, it looks so good.
Yes.
Oh my god, it looks so good.
And he has the upside down G2 Autobot symbols, Brian.
Yeah,
you have to have that.
Yeah, this is gonna be mine.
So I'm just wondering if they're gonna do an actual ruination of this at some point.
Probably not.
We haven't heard anything new in the Unite Warriors recently.
Or in Combiner Wars. It seems like the days of getting Combiners may be gone.
Could very well be.
Hey, I'm still holding out for Takara Lyokaiser.
Yeah, there's your Hascon exclusive. We'll get ruined. I can't even say this right.
Good joke, but I've heard worse ideas.
Yeah.
Go along with the Hasbro release of the Tokyo Toy Show Black Convoy Optimus Triple Changer.
Yeah.
These look so good.
They do. They look really nice.
I'm going to have to get this. Then I kind of want to go back and get the actual Bruticus. You have it, right, Chris? You said it's not worth getting as opposed to just the Combiner Wars version.
Oh, the Unite Warriors?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to get the Blast-Off mold in some capacity otherwise, there's not really that much of a point.
OK. completism. I'm not a completist.
Yeah, I mean, that's not good enough for me. Yes, well, Matt, you have a variety of toy collecting problems.
Yes.
Also, that shelf of Seekers behind you.
Yeah.
Masterpiece Seekers. Shelf of Masterpiece Seekers.
It's kind of funny. So I've been going, I think I mentioned this last week, but I pulled my closet out. I took the doors off and I made that now working space. I have a desk now embedded where my closet was, but all the toys had to come out of the closet. Now, most of them are in the basement, but I've been digging through, seeing what I have and what I didn't have. There's so much crap that I have that I had no idea. There's so many toys that came out in generations that I didn't know existed or that I'd forgotten existed. Like all the different variants of that Seeker mold. I'm like, where in the heck did I get this? And Action Master Ramjet or no? What?
Thundercracker.
I'm like, where did I get this? But it certainly was in there. I have a lot of crap that I had no idea that I had. I didn't realize that I had like just a loose runabout laying around. Because I never actually bought that. Somebody gave it to me recently. It was just in a box of stuff. Like I have like a loose Omega Supreme just laying around that was in parts.
G1?
Yeah.
He's always in parts.
Well, that's true.
But I found this.
So these are a lot of toys that I had, but I got rid of. But apparently I still have them. I just had multiples. Makes me sad. Okay. When you're old and your memory is shot, you find out that you have a lot more crap than you realize.
Well, that's what the caffeine for 15 years will do to you.
Drinking some coffee right now.
Hey, I was going through a box and found a Toy Biz Marvel Legends Hulkbuster I forgot I even owned.
Oh, nice.
You can probably sell that decently now.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Let's see here. Last night, video game teased. What do we know about this? Rob, you wrote a story.
Judging by the graphics, I'm guessing it is the smartphone game that we kind of guessed was coming because of the logo on the Tiny Turbo Changer showing that they were going to have scannable cards like the Tiny Titans do. So the graphics to me do not look to be quite console game quality. So yeah, I'm assuming this is a trailer for the Last Night smartphone app.
Cool. So I just want to point this out.
People would have said the same thing about Rise of the Dark Sparks graphics too.
After mentioning Runabout, true. I just want to point out that our live chat, and we love you live chat, started making basically Star Trek jokes.
Mm. Ah, good.
Like the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love you guys. Okay. You should join the chat. We love our chat. Go to tfradio.net/live when we record on Wednesdays. We start around 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's fun. I love the chat. You guys are the best. Don't mention you guys enough. What we ought to do one day is throw the show to the chat. Like, it's been forever since we've done that, but we just let the chat ask questions. One week when it's slow again, probably next week, we should do that.
Yes, I think it's been about 5 years since we've done that.
God, we've been live streaming for forever.
Yes, and 5 years ago wasn't even the start of us live streaming.
No. Dang. Okay. We'll be doing a little bit of live streaming at Toylanta this weekend. Probably not streaming full panels. I think Rob wants us to do that, Rob Springer, but I honestly, it'll probably be some periscoping and Facebook living. Like,
but we will be recording our panels, right?
Oh, yeah. Panels will all be recorded. There'll be podcast versions of them. And any other panel that's recorded, if Crazy Steve records his, we'll link to it. So it'll be fun. Let's see here. What else we got going on? Transformers, Last Night Toys revealed via Amazon Spain listings. Interesting. Voyager, Bumblebee, and Leader Dragonstorm. Are there photos of those?
No, not yet. Just listings.
Okay.
But this is the first, premiere edition Dragonstorm that we'd found about for certain.
Which one is Dragonstorm?
The big red and black one.
Yeah. Oh. Like five-headed dragon, I think it is.
Ah, wow.
That's the one with the black light built into it.
Yeah,
I'm just going to call
the premiere one won't, but yes, the one we saw at Toy Fair had the black light in it.
Yeah, I'm just going to call it Tiamat and just be good.
I don't get that one.
Dungeons and Dragons Tiamat.
Oh, Tiamat. Yeah, I thought you said Tiamat, and I'm like Tiamat. Who's Matt?
He's right there.
He's right there.
Yeah.
Don, I've played. I told you now. I've played that campaign twice, right?
I think, yeah.
We did it with Dusty's game, and then I did it again at that convention. Dusty did so much better than that guy did. The guy that ran that in Pathfinder sucked so bad. God, he was awful.
Well, I'm just glad my idea actually won us the game. So
you're not supposed to beat that, but we beat that.
Yes,
nice. It
was awesome.
All those years of watching the animated series finally pays off.
It was great. Hey, actually, if you like Dungeons and Dragons, you can get the animated series right now from Amazon. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon and shop to your heart's content. Let's see here. How much is that Dungeons and Dragons DVD right now? Looks like it's $7 for the complete series. That's not the one it comes with. Not the one it comes with the story. Incomplete, or the, I guess, the finale that never got aired.
Yeah, the deluxe set's a lot more worth the money if you want all the extra goodies, because they actually do a radio play with some of the returning voice actors to do what would have been the final episode of
the series. That's amazing. So our buddy Hooper X, who was formerly on the show back in the day, he lives in Atlanta, and I live north of Charlotte, but his in-laws live a few miles down the road from me. Funny enough, I didn't know that until last year. But his son was visiting with them. They needed somebody to watch their kid, so he asked me, and I'm like, yeah, that's just down the road. So we picked him up, and to occupy his time, what did we do? He watched Dungeons and Dragons. He's like 7, and he loved it. He loved it. And you know how I got it? tfradio.net/Amazon. That's how I got it. Actually, you can get anything there. You can get groceries. I have now, I now get my dog food and cat food and cat litter exclusively through Amazon, and it's great. Keeps me from having to go out shopping, and it's awesome. Gosh, and if you actually like if you like Dungeons and Dragons in general, you can actually get all your D&D supplies and books and everything there. Ooh, 49-piece multicolor polyhedral dice set for $10. Might have to buy that. I'm adding that to my list. I've always wanted to get one of those pound of dice that they sell, but a lot of those tend to be like seconds. So if you buy those, make sure not to buy the factory seconds.
Yeah, I got a pound of dice once from Game Science, who makes some really good dice, like very sharply molded things designed to roll very precisely. And you get a lot of things that you're never going to use for anything. 7-sided dice, 30-sided dice. That things that no game I have ever played has ever called for in any capacity.
Yeah.
And with my luck, I'll still roll a 1 on all of them.
Yeah. Actually, I want to mention this real quick. So you can also Audible, which I love Audible, is owned by Amazon. And if you go to tfradio.net/audible, you can actually sign up for a 30-day free trial. And with that, you can get the audiobook version of Dice and Men, which retells the story of the early days of Dungeons & Dragons. It's awesome. I didn't really think it was going to be so good, but it's really engrossing. Have you read that, Rob?
No, I haven't.
You should. It's great. It's all about Gygax and everything. It's actually really fascinating. Flint Dilly is mentioned in it for Transformers fans, because Gygax and Flint Dilly work together on the animated series. Pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool. tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay, let's move to third-party news. Now, this is interesting to me. We complain sometimes about the business model for third party companies. But Ocular Max is doing how I would do this if I were a third party company. They are kickstarting their, Artfire, figure. It's called, Kojin. But it's, right now they have a Kickstarter version up. They've raised $5,000. The way it works, and this is perfect, there's an opening bid of $107, but the more people they have who to bid on this, there are certain thresholds where actually the bid goes down. So if you bid $107 and then 200 people, is it 200 people? 500 people, however many it is, bid, your bid goes down to $97 because they've hit a threshold that the factory can make it for less money. Then it goes down to $87. That's just great. I really like that. Hmm. And if you like the Ocular Max version of Inferno, it's probably the way to go. Don, this is the one you have, isn't it?
No, I've got McToy's Hellfire.
Ah. Did you not get Grapple then? What did you get?
No, I got Wrestle. I got both versions of McToy's just because I like the backdraft, but it just I can't.
Did you have this, the Ocular Max Inferno?
No, I've never had a chance to play around with the Ocular Max one.
I love
Ocular Max. Excellent. None of us have any first-hand experience with this.
So I love the Ocular Max figures that I have. They are phenomenal. Like Sphinx is, minus the missing thumb, is probably my favorite third-party figure that I have. And for the value, I think they're great. And I really like the fact that they're doing a Kickstarter for this, because that's how I would do it.
Well, I had mentioned I would like to get at least one of the Takara mold in some fashion. And so I think I'm going to just get that one for Artfire, because that way I'll have the different mold. And because I've heard that whole ladder gimmick is really interesting on how it works.
Sorry, I'm just in the chat, and Dusty saying in Atlanta they have 2-hour delivery with Amazon. Dang it. Jealous.
Kilby's going to go home with twice as much stuff as he left with.
That means at the hotel we can order stuff from Amazon.
Yeah, actually, probably.
Yeah.
So, funny enough, if I was to move to another city in the U.S., it would be Atlanta. So maybe I have reason to now. I have lots of friends there. Lots of friends. So, okay, cool. Let's see here. Next, MMC's upgrade kit, or the upgrade for MMC's Carnifex. Now, this is an MMC upgrade itself, so they're not relying on another third party to do this. They're doing their own, which is neat.
Yeah.
So it's to make it more like the Masterforce version. It comes with a Mega and Giga.
And a new head.
And
some little guns for the base mode.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's seeing that made me a little more tempted to get Carnifex, but...
Oh, God, his face is so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Now, oh, no.
That's my Overlord, is, you know, but we also getting Overlord, because we mentioned this in pre-show. I really want to see what Takara does with Overlord in Titan Return.
So I forgot which listener it was who contacted us. I'm sorry. But they told us how great Carnifex was, and I'm like, it looks great. It's just not my version of Overlord. It is now. Dang it. Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
And see, you can buy both, because, you know, you'll get the Hasbro Takara one because it's a headmaster. And this is your actual, you know, victory appropriate.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Overlord. Masterforce.
Dang
Masterforce.
It.
Masterforce. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, you know. And the good thing is, even buying both sets, it's still cheaper than getting a G1 Overlord.
And G1 Overlord's complete. And Overlord's not that great.
Well, it's
okay.
He's not. He's a brick, but he's a very
big brick.
It's a brick, but it does a lot of things.
Yeah, and he looks great in all of his.
It's one of those G1 toys where you have to go into it with the concept of, I want this big gimmick platform, because that's what it's about.
Yeah, but yeah, that's tempting. But there's other things on there coming up.
How much is this set? Dang it,
I don't actually know.
Okay, let's see how much Big Bad is selling Carnifex for.
$250,
$185.
Is it $200 or?
Can I get Carnifex cheaper on Taobao?
Let me check.
Get the Weijing upscaled Carnifex
and the Weijing upscaled upgrade kit. Actually, let me check Amazon real quick. Maybe I can get from.
Ladies and gentlemen. Shopping.
Yeah. No.
Well, it happened enough times on Superhero Time, so.
Carnifex apparently is the name of a band or something, because I'm seeing a lot of, like, CDs and.
Well, Carnifex is itself a word.
Oh, okay. Is it? Okay. I didn't know.
It's the Latin word for butcher, essentially.
Oh, well, no wonder it's like a metal band. That's a great word.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Dang, I need that. God, that's beautiful. So another toy that I really want is Make Toys Contact Shot.
So, Don, what do you think about these pictures?
Yes.
This looks really good.
Yeah. It's Point Blank is my favorite Autobot Target Master.
The problem with this, the only problem is it's so darn big.
Yeah, but... I'm going to go on the basis of I'm old, scale has never been a thing for the longest time, and I really don't care.
In my mind, they're not even, the remaster figures aren't even in scale with each other, because like the remaster Autobot cars are about the size of Masterpiece toys, and like this and Cupola and whatever the Hardhead, I can't think of the name off the top of my head, toy is. they're all ginormous, and they're all about the size of MP10.
But the remasters can't fight without Cupola.
Thank you. I love you. but I just don't get why Cupola and Point Blank or whatever Contact Shot. I don't get why they need to be so much bigger than everything else. I still don't. I mean,
my theory has been that they're respecting the comparative scales of the original toys.
Yeah, I mean they're a little taller. Yeah, they're
those,
taller.
Those first Headmaster and Targetmaster toys were pretty big.
Yeah. Oh, now the only thing about this is I've watched two videos so far. It looks like unless it's a hidden feature, no one's noticed because Universe Cyclonus, this feature went undocumented for some time after the figure came out. I don't see a way that Contact Shot can hold his Targetmaster Japanese style connected to the forearm. But again, it could be on there as a hidden feature that I haven't seen in a review yet.
But yeah. You only watched one, right?
I've only seen one in the English language.
Yeah, I need to check out probably, you know, some of the Japanese ones because they usually pick up on stuff more.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Perfect Effects upgrade kit for Optimus Prime.
And Power Master. Jinrai.
Oh, it's for both?
It worked with both, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it made him look like Jinrai. Is that not what this does? Or is it... Oh, I see. It's different. It's different.
It's a transforming cab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty substantial upgrade.
Yeah, the picture here is on the Jinrai body.
Like it works with either one because it comes with a replacement chest piece for the super robot mode so that it can accommodate the little Power Master figure from the PC-15 set.
It's nice looking. It's nice looking.
It's also like $60. And it does not come with the super mode head or the Power Master itself.
It doesn't come with Hi-Q or the head. What? Doesn't come with the super head? What? Is it the original?
Those both come in PC-15, right?
I've seen reference that it can use the head from the toy as it comes naturally, but it does not store inside anywhere anymore. Like it would be, you'd have to remove the whole head when you transform it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So basically to get a full, complete, you know, perfect effect upgrade for this, you'd be spending about $100 because you'd buy two kits.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of dampened my enthusiasm.
I saw something really interesting this weekend. I don't know if it was Shapeways or what, but it was a Marvel Comics head for Power Master Prime.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It looked like, I guess, Jose Delbo.
Oh, yeah, I think those have been coming off of eBay.
It looked pretty awesome. It was like a Jose, I guess, was it Jose Delbo or Jesse Neer? Both. Probably both.
Yeah, I think both.
Yeah, but it was freaking awesome. And I'm like, I need that. So it looked pretty neat. I'll have to find it and send it out as a tweet.
You know, it doesn't look neat, though.
That's a segue, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
X-Transbots unofficial MP scale cup. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Like, oh, it's cup. Oh.
Oh.
Is this cup number four?
Is he trying to catch up to Springer?
That is. I mean, here's the thing about it. It's
not any good.
It's not the worst thing I've ever seen. It's just uninspiring.
It's the worst cup I've ever seen.
No. I think I've seen worse.
The lower legs are too big.
Legs are too big and the head is too small.
And the back end of the truck is gigantic.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad, yeah.
They tried.
Every single thing is wrong about it.
They get a participation trophy out of this. Hey, to be honest,
when I saw the little tiny photo, it looked good.
So
I blew it up.
So for the short-lived blog that we had, I worked on like a toy review scale, and for like one or a 0.5, like for the two lowest levels, like it should be a participation trophy. That should probably be like the score.
Here you go.
Here
you go, X-Transbots. Yeah. This is for participating.
Yeah. That's certainly, that is pretty crappy. But one thing I really do like, though, is our buddy Trent Troop. And did you guys know that he changed the name of his company to Prize Inside, or he added a new company? Basically, the idea is it's little toy-like things that would be reminiscent of a prize inside of the box of cereal, which I think is awesome. So it's a design aesthetic a little different than BMOG. But he made a dispensor conversion kit to go with the Toy Hacks sticker. And it looks really neat.
Yeah, it's a replacement head and a little like soda can grenade puncture deal.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah. So I probably need to pick up another. Is that Rewind? I guess. Yeah.
Rewind. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm never good with. Well, actually, Rewind's the only one we've had.
No, there's Rumble.
Well, now I'm talking about
Eject.
Or Frenzy. You can say it's Frenzy to piss somebody off.
But it's Rumble.
It is Rumble. I do love pissing people off by calling it Frenzy.
Rumble.
Yeah. But so this actually looks really neat. So Trent has that up on his Shapeways store. I don't actually know what the cost is.
I think it's like $10.50.
That's not too bad.
No.
How much is the Toy Hack sticker set?
Probably more than $10.50.
But it makes it look cool. This is people looking at the video. This is the actual sticker set.
And John is not with us this week, but he got that Toy Hack set and also, did paint detailing on the Rewind to tie the whole thing together a little bit more. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. I like that.
Well, I would like Toy Hacks to do an alternate version of that to use on the Rumble version of the mold and do it as Mountain Dew Code Red.
Oh, that'd be great, Dusty.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And if they ever release the Laserbeak mold as Sunder, the orange one, I want a Mountain Dew Livewire set for that. I don't care if it doesn't make any sense. I just want my transforming, Mountain Dew Livewire vending machine into a bird.
They can always do like a Sun-Kissed or something. They'll be about the same.
No, thing. Don. Mountain Dew. Livewire.
So what I want to do now is get like a reprobable set for the original Rewind and call it Mountain Dew Throwback.
Yes.
That'd be great. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Rob.
I am all about this.
Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, XV has a really nice article about the early Beast Wars CGI models. And it's
it's kind of amazing when you just stop and look back at how things started out.
Yeah, it's great. I've got a review of this week's Transformers comic, the Transformers Annual, which turned out really nice. I really enjoyed that. I've also got a gallery up for Voyager Optimus Prime. Megatron should be going up tomorrow. I did get that shot before I lost one of his ears. And last Thursday, Jack put up a gallery of his SCF Victory Saber Chase figures.
Oh, nice.
Because he managed to get all of those.
I can just imagine him scrambling back in the early 2000s trying to assemble several different variant sets
so
of those.
So what I've come to learn about Jack, and he keeps a low profile online. Like he doesn't really talk about his Transformers stuff that much. He's mostly all about his music. But he is like apparently crazy obsessive when it comes to collecting things, which I think is awesome that he owns and runs T-Formers, yet he's able to keep that completely separate from the rest of his online life. I don't understand that. That is like some ninja skills that I don't have. That's pretty impressive. That's amazing. So let's see here. On the network this week, we've had kind of a slow week of shows as we've been preparing for Jolanta. I did a 60-page PowerPoint over the last few days and another PowerPoint and a lot of stuff. We have Superhero Time Presents that one episode of Star Trek Fusion or 50 Shades of Beige. Which episode is Fusion?
Okay, so Enterprise Season 1, it's the episode where they introduced the concept of the mind meld.
Don't remember it.
I don't blame you for not remembering it. It's really, really boring. Hey, Mickey picked this one.
The only, like, Season 1 episode of Enterprise...
He's the only one who enjoyed it.
The only Season 1 episode of Enterprise I remember is the one that involved, like, cowboys or something.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that being a thing.
Yeah, it was like they were like on in a Wild West planet or something. I don't. Yeah,
Here's the thing I'm realizing as I, you know, go back and watch more of Enterprise is that despite my memories of enjoying it, Enterprise is not actually a good show.
That's probably fair.
Like, I don't regard it the way I regard Star Trek Voyager, but Enterprise is not nearly as good of a show as I remember it being.
I'm glad to hear you can finally admit that.
Yeah. Ooh, Ratbat is pitch black. I like that idea, Sam.
Okay.
In the chat.
I can't stand pitch black, but I'm behind the concept.
Pitch black makes me go to the bathroom. Okay, let's see here. Also,
the sad thing is that there are no diet versions of these for me to try.
There's Diet Code Red. It's just really rare. Just really limited.
I've seen Diet Code Red in person. I wouldn't ever like drink it.
It was okay.
Why would you ever drink Diet Mountain Dew?
I like Diet Mountain Dew. That's John's favorite soda.
I have one of those in the car.
Yeah, Diet Mountain Dew's good. We also have Being Awesome episode 94, Botlanta excitement, Pete's Robot Convention, and Prime Wars. Rob is basically all about Botlanta and Joe Lanta and Toy Lanta. He has been killing himself with it. So,
but he's enjoying it. You know.
Yeah, I want to have a bigger hand next year. I think we have a lot of opportunity to do something awesome. It's going to be awesome this year, but after we have the first one under our belts, it's going to be even better next year.
Can we get our RFC Con as an exclusive?
We could maybe have that as a track, but I wouldn't want to separate it from Botlanta.
No, have that be the exclusive for Botlanta.
What, like RFC, like a exclusive convention within a convention?
No, an RFC Con toy as the.
The toy, not a convention, like a C-Con, RFC-Con.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Well, it makes sense for a convention name, too, but if we could get an exclusive toy.
Okay, so we need what we need to find, since you say C-Con, we need to get a hold of, like, a bunch of those transforming dolphins and see if we can have them done up in, like, RFC colors.
Yes.
Like, I would totally make that or get that made. tfradio.net/Amazon. Just go buy everything, please. I like that idea, actually. Honestly, we did talk about doing that before. We found some stuff that we could have made and have an exclusive. It's just one of those things we never followed through with because, you know, why would you do that? Let's see here. Make sure that you are following us on Twitter at tfradio. And on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. And we are on Instagram at TF Podcast. And apparently we're also on Tumblr, but I forget we have that. That's tfradio.tumblr.com. And of course you can find this and all our show notes for the episode at tfradio.net/509. That's tfradio.net/the show number. And we are also on Roku. We post the show every week. It's awesome. And tfradio.net/Roku to sign up. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
Check out my reviews on RFC Reviews on YouTube. Cheetor just went up. Masterpiece Cheetor, of course. So check that out. And you can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2.
Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EBR.
Chris?
I'll be at Jolanta.
Awesome. That's this weekend. Matt?
Don't bother following me on Twitter in the meantime, but I probably won't hardly tweet while I'm there.
I will be.
I will also be at Joe Lander this weekend. And you can follow me on Twitter at Melvar. Yeah, that is kind of important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Rob?
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers, and you can see the video reviews that XV and I do at T-Formers TV on YouTube.
Sweet. Did I miss anybody? Don, did I get you?
You got me.
I've been on autopilot for the last couple minutes as I'm reading the chat here. Our buddy Cassius asked, there are RFC colors. Typically, whatever our logo is, I just pull those colors out and make those our colors.
Yeah, if we do another run of shirts at some point, I'm strongly pushing for orange.
Actually, I've got a hookup for that. That's going to be way more cost effective than the last ones we did. So I need to send him a message. He said he can get us some shirts at a way better price.
Nice.
Because those were way expensive.
Need new shirts.
Yeah, we do need new shirts. Yeah.
And can we don't get forget- polo shirts this time?
Those were going to be t-shirts. I do prefer polo shirts. Those are unless it's a shirt that has a picture of a cat with like lasers and stuff on it, I'm typically wearing a polo shirt.
No, I get that in a polo shirt too.
Yeah. That's too close to like the Decepticon Luau shirts. I'm not crazy about that. Don, sorry.
I was gonna say, don't forget, guys, bring your shirts with you, I guess.
Yeah. Or not. I'm probably not bringing mine. I'm bringing some of my cat shirts that I love so much. And we'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll see you in Atlanta this weekend. If not, go next year. It's going to be great. We are actually going to be posting our panels as shows, so probably over the next couple weeks, look for more stuff in the feed. We'll see you later. Have a good one. Bye.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?